This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Now, you know me, no Soto, no Sal, so I boycotted the game. I did catch up on everything, read about it, watched the condensed game this morning. You know, I got a job to do. I'm a professional. And the big talking point was the swing-off that everybody got excited about, where for me, that's what the home run derby used to be, where I used to like the home run derby. Yeah, well, I mean, that's, you have swings, you have outs, see how many home runs you could hit. So everybody gets nuts about that, not to mention the lackluster participants, especially from the American League side of things. You know, no Aaron Judge there, and you understand why. These things are predetermined. John Heyman wrote about that on social media, talking about how these decisions from the manager to have their three swing-off participants ahead of time. So it was predetermined, and also knowing that certain guys are going to be out when they're out of the game, they're going to be taken off, going on vacation, whatever it is that they're doing, leaving the game early. That's been a thing for years with the All-Star game. So the reason why I can't get too worked up about it is because it's a gimmick thing. Like, the only thing missing from that swing off in the almost All-Star game last night was the Savannah Bananas. I mean, where's the yellow ball when you need it? Hey, fan catches it, you're out. Play the music. Come on down. John Cena, where are you? Why not? It would enhance it. So the competition is not the highest that it needs to be when you have scripted innings and scripted at-bats and all that stuff, which is fine. Like, it is what it is. It's an exhibition. I can't get worked up about it. Not only that, Pete Alonso got screwed out of the MVP. Guy hits a three-run homer in the game, NL has the lead the whole time. All right, the bullpen blows it, sure, but they still win the game. And what, because of a swing-off that didn't even happen in the game? Look at the box score. Where does it say anything about a swing-off? Baseball's got ways to go. And the whole voting process, to me, doesn't make any sense. Like, obviously, Juan Soto should be there. That was a big talking point yesterday. We could still talk about that if you want today. I don't see the other side to that argument. I mean, I don't know how you could say Soto's not one of the biggest stars in the game. You could bring up any metric you want, the vote, all you want. Clearly, he is. Use common sense. Sometimes you don't need numbers to back it up. Use your eyes, watch the game, and then tell me that Juan Soto's not one of the biggest stars in the game. And he didn't participate, and neither did I. That's why I call it the almost All-Stars game. Not all the stars were there. And, you know, good showing for Alonso, only the third Met to homer in an All-Star game, joining Lee Mazzilli and, of course, David Wright, the man of the week. We'll have plenty more on David Wright as the week goes on. We had Terry Collins on earlier in the show. In case you missed it, check it out on the free Odyssey app. He was in studio, share some memories with David Wright, so we had some fun doing that. But, yeah, I mean, the All-Star game last night, look, if you liked it, that's on you. I can't get into it, and I wanted to like it. I wanted to like it. Just more aggravation. You shouldn't get aggravation from an All-Star game. And that's what it was. It aggravated me. I should be looking. Like, you could get aggravation during the Yankees losing streak, during the Mets losing streak. Yeah, we get plenty of aggravation in sports following our teams. The All-Star game should be more fun. But no Soto, that was aggravating. And then, again, last night, from a Mets fan perspective, with Alonso hitting the three-run homer, it got robbed of an MVP. If that's your thing. Pete is having a tremendous season, though, and good to see him continue that in the All-Star game against almost all of the best players in the game. BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Bill is calling from Bergen County. What's up, Bill?
Hey, listen, three quick things, and then I'm going to hang up. Soto got snubbed. Alonso got screwed. and a pool robot is the best Father's Day present I ever got. Have a good day, my man.
Thank you for the call, Bill. Bill referring to earlier where I was saying I had to have the pool robot go this morning. My wife's got friends coming over. Of course, I'm going to be at work all day, and my wife's got friends coming over and hanging out in the pool. Can you clean the pool? It's not like she knows how to use it. And even if she did, I wouldn't want her anywhere near it. Don't mess with my robot. By the way, you're going to love this. I actually forgot about this. Because like on these apps, you control the pool robot. You have to come up with a name for the robot. You know what I named it? Dove, you have any guesses to what I named my pool robot?
Soto.
No, not a bad guess, though. Now, remember, it's a robot, and I have to program when to clean and, you know, whatever. Clean the walls, clean just the floor, how many hours. So think about that.
3CPO?
No, closer, though. Think of a baseball version of C-3PO. Okay, you want me to tell you?
ABS.
No. No, although that was interesting from last night. I named my pool robot after our dear friend of the show, Booty. 888-808. This is a true story. Original name was Ranger because he's blue. And I was thinking about it. I was like, I like Booty.
How'd you spell it?
B-O-O-N-I-E. Is that the right way to do it?
Well, you can do what you want. It could be E-Y or I-E.
Booty. So I got to make sure my wife, you know, when she swim in, don't kick Booney around. Booney, I hope he's at the bottom of the deep end. I don't know if he stopped in the shallow end, which could be an issue. Then she's going to have to move him. But I want Booney to be in the deep end. I'll come home. Daddy will take Booney out of the pool later. Clean everything up that way. But that is a great invention. You're right. For years, my father would be out there. Actually, you know what happened? My father used to do it, vacuum the pool by hand, the above ground pool that we had as a kid. And he'd be out there, you know, with the manual vacuum. However big, it wasn't a huge pool, but it was a nice, you know, size, whatever, above ground pool. And then when I became of age, he said, all right, your turn. Now you could vacuum this thing. And don't go too fast because you're going to kick the dirt off. And, you know, he had his strict rules. And then by the end of it, I wasn't too good at it anyways. Just say, hey, give me the damn thing. Get the hell out of here. Go play wiffle ball, whatever. But now they get this great invention, these pool robots. Throw it in, put the app on. Go ahead, Booney, go get him. Clean up that mess in the deep end. 888-808-1019. Lou is calling from Astoria. What's up, Lou?
Hey, Sal. How are you?
Good.
Thank you for taking the call. Listen, I'm a Yankee fan. You know it. I don't understand why Soto didn't go to the All-Star game. I don't blame you for being so upset.
Yeah, I'm not even that upset anymore, Lou. It's just ridiculous at this point. I can't.
It is. But listen.
Good. Yep, good.
Not only do I think he should have went to the All-Star game, I wish he was still a Yankee. But anyway, let me go into you know what's embarrassing? And you haven't mentioned it, and then you pull, yes, which I told my son he's going to hit 5 homers, he hits 3. That was embarrassing. He actually shouldn't be there. That's what my problem is.
Who are you talking about, Jazz?
Yeah. I mean, that was the most embarrassing thing I ever seen in my life.
All right, but Jazz played well. I know he didn't have a hit to show for it in the All-Star game, but he got robbed by, he didn't have a hit, right? Didn't he go 0 for 3? He got robbed by Olsen.
Yeah, 0 for 3. How about that when you have batting practice? And you can't even, you're not even hitting 5, like I told my son.
Lou, but think about this. The best thing for the Yankees and for Jazz was to not hit a ton of home runs. You don't want him to be a home run hitter. He's got pop, which is great, sure. I'm glad he didn't change his swing for the home run derby.
Listen to me. They're never going to change because you got everybody in the Yankee lineup, they want to go for home runs. That's never going to change. He's never going to change, I guarantee you. I hope so, because we're in trouble. Anyway, as far as the All-Star game, I mean, you know, the format was great. The only thing that I got a problem is that Shohei Ohtani, Judge, and Raleigh should have been in it. I mean,
but Lou, that's a big problem, is it not? And the reason they're not is because they got better things to do than participate in the All-Star game, and so do I. And thank you for the call, Lou. If they're going to have that attitude, which is, I'm not knocking the players at all. Like, I get it. You only get a couple of days off. You want to get the hell out of there, enjoy time with your family. God bless you. But have your 2 at-bats and go. Be gone. But then don't try to sell me on this gimmick, which should be the home run derby. What you saw last night in the swing-off is the home run derby. That's what the home run derby was and should be. 10 outs. Let's see what you could do with them. There's more drama in that than the stupid clock where it's a rush to get every pitch in and you can't even follow the balls. Guys hitting 3 balls before one lands. Like, it's absurd. It's impossible to keep up with. and it gasses guys out. But if you are going, so A, that should be the home run derby. B, the best home run hitters should be in the home run derby. And C, if you are going to have a swing off, the least you could do is have the best players participating in it. Oh, well, these guys are gone because they want, okay, but then why should I care about it? If you're not prioritizing the competition, and they're not, then why should I make it a priority as a fan? I'm not. Butch is calling from Oyster Bay. What's up, Butch?
Hey, how's it going, Sal?
How are you, Butch?
You know, you bring up good points. You bring up good points about Juan Soto, but no one's talking about he won the National League Player of the Month the month before. I don't get it. There's no common sense.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of it, too. Now, I don't get wrapped up in Players of the Month, but think about it. They're only 3 months before the All-Star break, and he won Player of the Month for one of those months.
And the others were Otani and Alonso. You're going to keep them out of the All-Star game as well?
No.
This is ridiculous.
Of course not. Like, Butch, this is, as I said yesterday, and thank you for the call, as I said yesterday, this is not even a debate. Like, a lot of times, you try to get creative and come up with, okay, well, here's a topic that you could take this side or take that side, whatever it may be. There is really no other side to Juan Soto not being an All-Star. The only other side that we've heard is from Yankee fans who don't want Soto to be an All-Star, which I think is fair, but also should be separate. The way to do that would be, I would rather hear from you guys calling and being like, ha-ha, Sal, I'm a Yankee fan. I'm glad Soto didn't make it, which is fine. But to say that he's not a big enough star or his slow start according to his standards was what prevented him from, like, that's ridiculous. But if Soto did what Lindor did a year ago, which was a bad start, Soto didn't have a bad start. He had a bad start for him. There's a big difference. If Soto did what Lindor did a year ago, then I would not be going nuts about this. Also, Soto's a bigger star than Lindor is. Yes, the contract is a part of that. There's no way any player in any sports gets that type of contract without being a star in some way, shape, or form. If you're trying to market players at an all-star event, you would want to market the game's biggest stars. Who the hell in their right mind, and I say right mind because Yvonne, while I love him from Houston, gave us the call before, clearly not in his right mind. Who the hell in their right mind would argue that Juan Soto doesn't deserve to be an all-star or hasn't earned the all-star berth, whether it's based on his performance this year or him being a big star in the sport? He's one of the biggest names in the sport. Go ask Joe Schmo if he knows who Juan Soto is. And then go ask some Schmo if he knows who Kyle Stowers is, or however you say his name. Come on. Randy Arozarena, he a bigger star than Juan Soto? Like, do the math. You can't go, well, based on the player voting, or based on the fans voting, Soto's not popular. Come on, man. Come on. Freddie is in Springfield, New Jersey. What's up, Freddie?
How you doing, Sal?
What's up, Freddie? How are you?
Sal, I got to tell you, I'm doing well, thank you. I got to tell you, I'm a Yankee fan. I'm 71 years old, so I'm a real, real Yankee fan. I remember years at the end of Mantle's career. I was young still, but I still remember. His last good year was 64. And after that, he struck out and got standing ovations. I mentioned this one time before on your show. And not only that, he made all-star teams. And as much as I love Mickey Mantle, and as much as I knew that I wanted to see him in all-star games, he didn't deserve to be there in front of the people that were better that particular time from the beginning to All-Star break. I thought you got picked based on your numbers up until the All-Star break. And if that's true, then that's why he didn't get in.
No, but Freddie,
if you look at his stats,
yeah, look
for
at
this
his,
year,
look,
if that's the criteria.
No, yeah, but Freddie, that's fair. Look at his stats in comparison to Corbin Carroll and Fernando Tatis Jr., two reserve outfielders who were selected instead of Juan Soto. Look at the numbers.
Yeah. I didn't look that closely,
but I know that
Soto's not top 25 in almost any stat except for homers.
Well, I'm sure he's up there in walks as well, but even so, homers is a big one, and he's got better numbers than both those guys, Freddie, and thank you for the call. We appreciate your passion and your fandom, and thanks for making that call. But look at the numbers. We did this exercise on Monday on SNY. It was right there in front of me. I'm not a big numbers guy. I don't need the numbers to tell me that Juan Soto should be an all-star. I've watched him. Was he an all-star in April and May? No. Based on reputation only, would he have been an all-star? BT and I had this conversation in April or May. And then he went nuts in June, which should have eliminated any doubt. And if you put his numbers next to Corbin Carroll or Fernando Tatis Jr., his numbers were better. Better. He should have been an all-star. Alex is in New Canaan. What's up, Alex?
Yeah, hey, Sal. I'm trying to, you know, I was listening to you yesterday and today. I just don't get it with you. First of all, in my opinion, you hurt yourself by not watching the game. The game was great. They did a great tribute to Hank Aaron.
I saw it.
It was a lot of fun to watch.
I told you. I watched the game.
I liked watching the ABS because I wanted to see what that was all about. And it was entertaining to see what this, like, swing off. It was something new. It's entertaining. Yeah,
Alex, you've never seen a home run derby before?
Well, you know, I'm glad you brought that up. So let's bring up Soto. And first of all, before I'll tell you why I think you're hypocritical with Soto, is first of all, you're a Mets fan, so you should be, and you're an Alonso fan, you're a Lindor fan. They went. Those guys wanted to participate. They wanted to be All-Stars. They wanted to be in the game. And you, by not watching it, not supporting them.
Alex, you're wrong. What do you mean he didn't want to participate?
23 and 24, Soto was upset that he wasn't picked to be a starter, and he was upset pouting, and then he said he didn't want to be in a home run derby because, you know, he wants to be participating.
So what?
To be a
Judge
starter.
Didn't want to be in the home run derby, and neither did Alonso this time. So what? Judge hasn't been in one since 2017.
No, so what?
Okay, so why are you bringing it up about Soto?
Because the players didn't want to put him in because in 23 and 24, he wasn't happy. He doesn't have. He wants to be voting, and he wants everything.
So
he's
what?
He's a hypocrite.
So well, he's
it's
not
ridiculous.
A hypocrite. Well, Alex, what's your issue with Soto? I don't understand. You don't think he's one of the game's biggest stars?
What's your issue? My issue? I don't give a damn about Soto. You're the one who's got the thing with Soto.
Yeah.
If you're a real Mets fan, you would be there for Pete Alonso and Lindor. So in other words, you like Soto, but you don't like Lindor or Pete Alonso.
Alex, I don't know if you're lacking comprehension here, but let me try to spell it out for you. It has nothing to do with
I want to do that, Professor. Yeah, lock it to me because I don't understand.
Okay.
I'm not a hypocrite.
Correct. You don't understand, so I'm going to explain it to you. I don't know what you're saying.
Explain
the hypocrite.
It.
Okay, listen. It's not about Lindor or Alonso. This is about Juan Soto. Juan Soto earned his All-Star game.
The players didn't vote him in,
yeah.
So he didn't earn it.
Yeah, but they're wrong,
they
is the point.
They didn't vote him in, Sal.
Why not?
Accept it.
No.
They didn't vote
Alex,
him in,
do you,
accept
do
it.
You think Juan Soto should have been an All-Star, yes or no?
This year, no.
Why not?
Because he didn't meet the criteria he was supposed to.
Which is why he didn't get voted in.
He had two really bad months.
Which is what? Alex, look at his numbers in comparison to Fernando Tatis.
I don't want to hear what he did in June.
What's the criteria?
So
June doesn't count?
How come his players? How come the baseball players didn't vote him in, Sal?
I don't know.
Why they vote him in?
I'm not a baseball player, Alex, but what measurement are you using?
No kidding. You're just a Soto lover.
No, it's not true, Alex.
If Soto jumps off the bridge, Sal jumps
Alex,
off the bridge.
Alex,
if
what?
Soto goes
Alex,
swimming,
shut
Sal
up!
Goes
shut Alex Gallo, I can't do this, guy. I can't. I actually can't. I tried. I tried to be patient with that idiot, Alex, but he doesn't want to listen. I tried to be patient. You're just yelling and screaming without listening and trying to have a conversation. I don't know why you're referencing Lindor. I don't know why you're referencing Alonso or anything that happened in 2023, 2024. Hypocritical based on what? You're saying that you didn't even give me your criteria, Alex. You got to give me your criteria. Why do you think he's not an All-Star? Please didn't boot him in. He didn't deserve it. I'm asking you. I could give you my reasoning for why Juan Soto should be an All-Star. I've given you four or five reasons why. You couldn't give me one why he shouldn't. Do you know why you couldn't, Alex? This is where I'm going to educate you now. I tried to do it with you on the phone, but you just wouldn't stop. Do you know why you couldn't give me one reason why Juan Soto should not be an All-Star this year? Because there isn't one. There isn't a reason Juan Soto shouldn't be an All-Star this year. End of story. End of debate. I don't know why the fans didn't vote him in. I don't know why the players didn't vote him in. I don't know why baseball isn't smart enough to realize he's one of the game's biggest stars. He should be in. So I didn't watch that almost All-Stars game last night. No Soto, no Sal. And it's not because I like Juan Soto. And by the way, do the math. If you think I like Juan Soto, why is that? Why have I liked Juan Soto since 2019? Why is that? Maybe because he's one of the game's premier hitters, specifically in the postseason. You saw it with the Yankees last year, helping getting them to a World Series. Like, if you hate Soto, that's fine. If I love Soto, that's fine. I have my reasons for loving him. You have your reasons for hating him. What's the reason why you hate Soto? Let me, can't really think of one. Why would Alex or anybody else hate Juan Soto? I don't know. Nothing's really coming to me. Can't really think of why anybody in this town, especially, would hate Juan Soto. But I'll give you the reason why I love him. I think he's a great player. I think he's one of the best offensive players I've ever seen in my entire life. And the numbers back that up. And this year, two guys, Corbin Carroll, who homered in the almost All-Star game last night, by the way, and Fernando Tatis Jr., who was on base when Alonso homered in the almost All-Star game last night, both those guys don't have as good of numbers as Juan Soto, and yet they were named to the All-Star. Why? I don't have the answers to why, but I gave you my reasons why I think Soto's an All-Star. How are you going to tell me that he shouldn't be? Because he had a subpar April or May? So you're counting April and May now. That's what we value more so. June doesn't mean anything when it comes to the All-Star game that's being played in mid-July. June doesn't mean anything. It's all about just April and May. Okay, got it. If that's your criteria or the player's criteria, fine. And guess what? They could choose to do whatever they want, and I could choose to do whatever I want. No Soto, no Sal. So for those of you who are and are trying to diminish the greatness of Juan Soto, or say that he didn't deserve or earn his way, I don't like the term deserve, but earn his way in to the All-Star game this year, not only based on his resume or the fact that he plays in the biggest market or the contract, all those different things, which are just obviously key pieces to marketing and all that stuff. So let's look at the numbers. Juan Soto, where does he rank in walks? Okay, that's the thing, right? Well, he's first, not in the National League, in Major League Baseball. And you want to do the National League, it's even better, obviously, but can't be better than first, I'm pretty sure. Last I checked, maybe we need to have a swing off to see who's going to be first. He's first in baseball in walks. He is fourth in runs scored. Last I checked, runs scored, pretty important stat. Fourth in runs scored, not in the National League, in Major League Baseball. How about on base percentage? Where's Juan Soto rank in that? I mean, Juan Soto might have had a better shot of getting in the All-Star game. The one with these no names there. But Juan Soto, where does he rank in on-base percentage in Major League Baseball? Fourth. 10th in homers, 8th in OPS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
And you tell me he can't make the NL All-Star team? That's in all of baseball, those numbers. He's the top player in the sport. Even with his April and May that some of you want to question. Come on. This is actually one of the... this wasn't what the show was supposed to be about today. We were talking about the All-Star game. Or, let me rephrase that, the almost All-Star game. Can't call it an All-Star game. Nope, not without Soto in it. No Soto, no Sal. Almost All-Star game. We were talking about that last night. And the gimmicky swing-off, which even that didn't have the best contributors. And yet, we want to talk about Soto. I wonder why that's the case. For a guy that's lacking in popularity or star power, boy, he seems to sure get the attention of a lot of people. Jordan, calling from Long Island. What's up, Jordan?
Sal, what's going on, man? How are you? I'm going to keep it brief on Soto. I'm a Mets fan. The people that are calling in and saying Juan Soto shouldn't have been an All-Star, it's very simple. They're Yankee fans that are still not over the fact that Juan Soto chose the Mets over the Yankees. That's the end of story on that. To the All-Star game, I could say this. As a Met fan, last night, although Soto was not in it, it was probably the most enjoyable All-Star game that I remember watching as a Met fan. Just because, you know, Lindor's first All-Star game as a Met, I know you didn't watch, but you had one inning where Peterson pitched, you know, it was a ground ball to Lindor to Alonso at first. You had another inning where it was just three ground balls to Lindor, you know, Alonso hits the home run. And to be honest with you, my thought, and like, this is just my Mets bias. If Dave Roberts brings in Edwin Diaz to start the ninth, the game ends there and Pete Alonso's
MVP. Yes, MVP. A caller brought that up earlier too, Jordan. But you know how it works with these, with, you know, the way they got to get all these different relievers in the game, so they're not going to do that.
Of course, and to be honest with you too, I mean, same thing. You know, when it goes to the swing off to me was all right. You know, it was cool. If Aaron Boone does a better job of picking his Derby, participants, maybe they get one more home run. Pete does have the opportunity to hit there, and he gets, you know, either way. But overall, I mean, I think it was all right.
I think that's fair.
You know, it was just people in the door there.
I think but it didn't bother you, no Soto? It's okay if it didn't.
It 100% bothered me, especially because, you know, you also have, you know, I know it used to not always be like this, but now you have players that are represented on teams that probably shouldn't have All-Stars, right? So, like, you know, you have Hunter Goodman catching for the, you know, from the Rockies, and then you got this dude Shane Smith from the White Sox, who ends up hitting Eugenio Suarez on a pitch, who's a prime trade candidate, right? You know, so like, you got those guys represented, but Juan Soto's not an All-Star.
See,
that doesn't make sense to me.
Good call, Jordan. And I'd love to vehemently disagree. I can't. I told you I'm more mad at Major League Baseball. I'm even more mad than I was yesterday when it was just about Soto. I'm more mad because I wanted to sit down and enjoy that ball game last night. But I have to stand for what I believe in. And I said I was going to boycott, and I did. I read the stories. I caught up on the condensed game. Took me 20 minutes this morning. Woke up, still in bed, threw on the MLB app. 20 minutes, condensed game. Saw the Aaron thing, saw all of it. So I saw what I needed to see. But it otherwise could have been an enjoyable game, although I know I would have been frustrated with Alonso not getting the MVP, which I kind of was anyway, and I don't love the ending with the swing-off stuff. But, yeah, to your point, that's why I was more excited about this. I said it yesterday. There's the local ties. You got Boone managing. He brings in Joe Torre. You got Judge, Jazz, Rodon. You got Lindor, Alonso, Peterson, Diaz. There's plenty of New York representation, which makes it more appealing. Not to mention the fact that they were wearing the actual jerseys, which I really love. So I'm mad at baseball that they had me boycott, or that they forced me to feel like I had to boycott. Soto should have been there. And no matter how much enjoyment you got out of last night's game, if you're a Met fan, you were talking about from the Met fan perspective, you had to have missed or thought about Juan Soto. I would not be able to fully enjoy that anyway with knowing that Juan Soto should have been there. I can't ignore that. Even seeing Pete and Lindor, and it was Tatis Jr., pose for the home run the way the Mets do in the regular season after their home runs, pose for the camera, they should be doing that with Soto, not Tatis Jr. Come on, man. Mets bought their shiny new toy, the biggest free agent ever. And he put up all-star numbers. And he's not an all-star? And Mets fans probably could look at it a little bit deeper. I didn't want to go into this whole thing because, you know, how it's going to be perceived. Oh, you work at SNY, you're a Mets fan. So, like, I don't want to come across the Mets homer. I'm not. I happen to just love Juan Soto for many reasons. I loved him with the Yankees a year ago. I told you that. Loved him before he was a Yankee. Told you that. But you can make a case that the Mets have gotten screwed here, maybe more so than most. Nimmo brought this up the other day. And if it were Ohtani who won the MVP, or Ohtani with the three-run homer, caller mentioned this before. If Ohtani hit the three-run homer, do you think they're taking the MVP away from Shohei Ohtani and giving it to Kyle Schwarber for the stupid swing-off? No. But because it was Pete Alonso, maybe they're more inclined to do so. If Juan Soto was a New York Yankee, you think he was not getting in the All-Star game this year? Come on. If Juan Soto stayed with the Yankees and did the same exact thing that he did with the Mets this year, he'd be an All-Star. So why is he not with the Mets? Maybe that's a Mets problem. I don't know. Nimmo talked about it where he feels like the Mets keep getting shafted, dating back to Lindor the last couple of years. But at least with Lindor, you can make legit arguments against. You cannot with Juan Soto. You can't. And I guarantee you, if you were a Yankee, this would not have happened. And I guarantee you, if it happened to a Yankee, more people would be complaining about it. That's just the way it is. I don't know about if it would be 70% more, but people would complain about it. You know, so, yes, SNY. Kevin's calling from Clark. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, Sal. Good morning. How you doing, buddy?
Good. What's up, Kev?
Hey, man, I just want to let you know I agree with you. It was a poor business decision on MLB's part. They left money on the table by not having him in that game.
Yeah. I don't know how financially that would cost them, Kevin, to be honest with you. I just don't think it's a good thing for the sport to leave one of the top stars out. When you have the hard part would have been if he was hitting 220 and his numbers were nowhere near tops in the sport, which they are, the hard part would be how the hell do we get this guy into the All-Star game? The easy
right.
part should be, he earned it.
He earned it, yeah. I mean, how do you name him the NL Player of the month before the All-Star game and then tell him he's not good enough to be there?
I don't know. Now,
he rose up on that. He did well. It's a shame.
He should be there. And I felt bad for him. And I think the Mets, you know, get hurt a little bit. And you can try to pump up all the other people who are going, but there's a glaring omission. I'm sorry. Like, if my pinky were to get cut off, although Soto's probably the index finger, although in this case, maybe the middle, you know what I'm saying? But whatever. If my pinky were to get cut off, I could probably do the job with my four other fingers, right? You got the thumb, you got the pointer, the middle, whatever, the ring finger. I could probably do the job. I'm trying to write, like, whatever. It's going to be difficult, but I could probably do the job. But there'd be a glaring omission. Like, I'd be looking at my hand every day, like, yeah, we get the job done, but, man, I missed that pinky. Something's missing. That pinky's not there. That's how I felt last night. Or this morning when I watched the condensed game. Almost caught me. Nope. No Soto, no Sal. I boycotted. I did not expect to be yelling today like a lunatic. Good God. We're talking about the almost all-star game and the swing nonsense, swing-off stuff. What a brilliant, creative name. I mean, like, to me, coming up with the almost all-star game is way more creative than the... I got it. What are we going to call it? I got it. You know, we're going to have three guys that are going to bat at the end of the game in a tie game in the All-Star game. They each get three swings and three outs. I've got it. Okay, what do you want to call it? The swing-off. I love it. I mean, come on. Manfred, right to the Hall of Fame. The swing-off. Good God. The swing off. I mean, that's almost as bad as having a superhero for a dog. I didn't see it. Don't worry, I'm going to see it on vacation. We're trying to tell my wife, I don't want to see Superman. I'm like, we got it now. I mean, we got to see it now. Good or bad, I got to see this thing for myself. The swing off. Brilliant. Major League Baseball. And their almost all-star game. 888-808-1019. But man, Soto gets people worked up. I get it. I was worked up yesterday. And no matter what good came out of last night, I wouldn't fully be able to enjoy it if I did watch it. Because no Soto, no Sal. Luigi's calling from White Plains. What's up, Luigi?
Hey, Sal. How are you? Appreciate it. Thanks for picking up my call.
What's
on
your
mind? Love the show, man.
Thank you.
I don't know if you remember me. I'm still the bitter Yankee fan that Juan Soto left the Yankees, and I have to agree with you. It's crazy. He's one of the best superstars in Major League Baseball, and they don't put him on the All-Star game.
You know, Luigi, yeah, I respect that because we talked about this yesterday a little bit, and a lot of calls were saying the same thing you did. Like, this is not a Met versus Yankee thing. We could joke around and have that fun, or you could say that you're happier, and a lot of fans have the right to say it, and maybe there's merit to it, feeling like they're better without Juan Soto. Like, that's a different conversation. This should be Met fans and Yankee fans coming together being like, dude, baseball just screwed this one up. Juan Soto's one of the biggest stars in the game. How's he not at the All-Star game?
All-Star game should be for the best players in the league. Juan Soto is one of the best players in the league. That's it. It's very simple. They screwed up. They screwed up. That's basically what it came down to.
Did you watch the All-Star game?
Bits and pieces.
Mm, okay.
I had girlfriend duty.
There you go. Hey, look, Luigi, if they're not going to prioritize winning, then we can't prioritize watching it, right? I mean, that's the thing. You got girlfriend stuff you got to prioritize, and thank you for the call. I've got wife stuff I got to prioritize. Like, here's how stupid Major League Baseball is. I'm begging for somebody to come up with something that I could use as an excuse so I don't have to sit there and watch the reality shows. Or I don't have to sit there and listen to the stories. If that game meant something, you know what I do last night? I get home and I say, honey, I love you. I'll help with Sammy maybe to bed, but I got a big game to watch tonight. It's the MLB All-Stars game. Oh, really? Are any Mets in there? Matter of fact, they are. Lindor, Alonso. What about Soto? I know you love him. You know what? He's there too. And I have to watch him and the other Mets and Judge and the Yankees participate and Booney. No, not the pool robot. Booney, like Aaron Boone, the actual manager, he's going to be managing the game. He's going to be great. You can watch it with me. No, thanks. I'll watch the reality show, Housewives or 90 Day Fiance, and then I go separate ways and watch the game. Instead, thanks to Major League Baseball and the voters, I boycott the game. And I got to sit there and listen to the stuff about how was your day. Oh, yeah, what happened? You talked to this person today? Oh, and pretend like it's the most important thing in the world. I mean, text about polar bear emojis. And then we watch, you know, whatever, the bear last night. Baseball screwed me. It screwed Soto and me. If they don't make it a priority to win, and by the way, even in the game, forget about the Soto aspect, like, that's obviously a huge part of it. But even the other aspect, it's got to be a game that means something, that matters. Even if it's, you know, not for home field or just pride, passion, competitiveness. That's what sports are about, competition. And to compete, you need to prioritize winning. The All-Star game is not for that. If it were, then Judge wouldn't have left after two at-bats, or Lindor, the same thing. I'm not singling anybody out. We know how it is. Or Skeens wouldn't have been out of there after one inning. They're not prioritizing caring about winning. So why should we, Luigi, you know what I'm saying, prioritize caring about the game? There's other things to be done. Alan is calling from Newark. What's up, Alan?
Hey, what's up, Sal?
How are you, Alan?
All right, pretty good. I'm a big fan of yours. You know, first time speaking to you, and thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
So I think you're just going too crazy today with Soto. Listen, I'm a big Yankee fan since the '80s, and I'm also like a Soto fan. You know, but I feel like each year there's snubs each year. I feel like this year just stands out the most because of Soto. And of course, you know, his freaking, you know, contract, you know, that he's making up, you know, $1 billion. So that's why Soto stands out the more, you know, the most. I feel like each year there's always snubs. And of course, you know, he stands out. But I feel like when I hear you, I feel like because he has his big contract, he deserves to be an all-star every year. You know, he did have a bad start. He was batting 230 all the way until May. He picked it up in June, you know, and finally got his home run struck.
Right, but if his his numbers, Alan, are better than most, or at the very least on par with the best in the game, then why does April or May matter?
Exactly. Yeah, you know, I totally agree. Right. But I feel like there's always snubbed, and he got snubbed, and I feel like maybe him talking about, you know, in an interview that he spoke about, oh yeah, you know, that of course, you know, he's upset about not making the team, you know, the All-Star because of money. Maybe that kind of rubbed some other players wrong. Maybe that's why he, because jealousy, he probably didn't get any votes.
Oh, but that was after the fact. But that was after the, like, he made those comments, Alan, and we appreciate the call and thank you for the kind words. He made those comments after he was not announced as an All-Star. So maybe there was jealousy prior to that because he got the big contract. I don't know. I don't have the answers. All I know is Juan Soto should have been an All-Star. And by the way, last year, I remember having the conversation saying that Pete Alonso shouldn't have been an All-Star. He got selected to represent the Mets. He shouldn't have been an All-Star. Lindor should have been an All-Star last year. So this is nothing new, this conversation. This one, to me, is the most egregious. And if it were Pete Alonso, maybe it's because Mets fans don't love Soto as much as I do yet. So Yankee fans hate him for leaving. Mets fans don't love him as much as they love their own yet. But maybe if Pete, what if Pete Alonso, I was going to use the Don Mattingly example, because our last caller was talking about how he grew up loving the Yankees since the 80s. Okay, well, what if Don Mattingly had the numbers to be an All-Star but wasn't selected? How would you feel about that? And what if Pete Alonso this year didn't get in? That's the equivalent that we're talking about here. Like, based on every metric possible, Soto should have been an All-Star. And why is it getting overlooked? If one of your favorite players, the best player, wasn't selected, like, if this were a Yankee, it'd be a bigger deal. If this were Alonso, it'd be a bigger deal. It's not the same as Lindor the last 2 years. Lindor's numbers early on, you can question, because his starts were so, so bad. And his numbers were not where Soto's are now. It took him the rest of the year to build up to an MVP level. You know, from the end of May on, he started to perform at a much higher level. But those numbers didn't creep up until later. Look at Soto's OPS now! Anyway, it's an absurd conversation. But fun to have and talk with you for 4 hours. 888-8...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
08-1019. Chris is calling from Milford, Connecticut. What's up, Chris?
What's up, Sal? Appreciate you taking the call, man. Big Yankee fan, and watching the game last night, before I get into the Soto point, it was hilarious because I felt like I was watching a Yankee game with Boone managing and just seeing the AL just absolutely choke away the game. So I have my own level of frustration with that, but I think it's insane that you're saying it's not even a conversation that Soto should have been in the All-Star game. Like, at the very least, you could make the argument that Tatis and Carroll should have been there, but to say it's not even a conversation is nuts.
Yeah, I don't think it should be a conversation. Like, what measurement do you think that Juan Soto is not an All-Star? If you look at the numbers and say, well, he's got better numbers than just two of the outfield reserves that got selected over him with Corbin Carroll or Tatis Jr., then you throw in his track record, his star power, throwing all of that stuff, biggest market, all those different things, how are you making an argument that he should not be an All-Star?
I think even by Juan Soto's standards, this is an off-season for him. Like, at the end of the day, his only, not his only redeeming quality, but like the main thing that people turn on the TV to watch Soto for is his offense. And when you look at players like Corbin Carroll and Tatis Jr., they at least have a little bit more defensive production to warrant them being a better versatile player than Juan Soto.
How's Otani's versatility?
Very strong.
Oh, it is? When was the last time he put a glove on?
It's a fair point. I'm just saying.
Oh, no, it's not a fair point. You're minimizing Juan Soto because you're saying that all he does is perform like an elite hitter, and that's not good enough. Would you rather have Corbin Carroll, Fernando Tatis Jr., or Juan Soto? We all know the answer, Chris.
It's fair. Again, I'm just saying, as far as a conversation is there to be had, I think it is a conversation. And at the end of the day, like, if this is just going to be a popularity contest, then sure, Juan Soto absolutely deserves to be in there. But I think there's more to that, personally.
Yeah, I do, too. I don't think it should be a popularity contest. And thank you for the call, Chris. Appreciate you checking in. Good conversation there. I don't think it's a popularity contest. This is not, like, if your argument is, well, Juan Soto didn't do enough in April or May, it doesn't make sense because his numbers at the end of it, going into the All-Star break, because of what he did in June, and by the way, his April and May wasn't that bad. It was just bad to his standards, not bad to everybody else. If his numbers are better, then what's the argument against? Usually the argument against would be like, well, he's not a star or he didn't do it before. This is a mega star that has the numbers to back it up, that plays in the biggest market. I don't know if you know how rare this is. He's a surefire, no doubt about it, All-Star. The guy's third in MVP odds right now. How is he third in the MVP but not worthy of an All-Star vote? All the numbers I gave you before, leading baseball, not the National League, in walks. Fourth in baseball in on-base percentage. Fourth in baseball in runs scored. But he's not good enough to make the All-Star team? Come on. That Lindor last year was a conversation. You could argue for, you could argue against. I do not believe there is a legit argument against.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.